Welcome to Word Connect with Pastor Maxwell Ogaga, a teaching ministry where believers are trained to be established in the truth of God's Word. For more information and free downloads, please visit www.thepastormax.ng.
Let's pray so we can get into the Word. Father, thank you because I'm anointed to teach. Thank you because your people are anointed to receive. And together faith is built up in the knowledge of the person of Jesus. I pray that light and understanding, signs, wonders and miracles will take place at the teaching of your word. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Alright. So yesterday we established the fact that God cares for us. Okay. And we're looking at faith for increase. And we did say yesterday very importantly that faith needs to be developed for every area of life. Faith needs to be developed for every area of life. So you realize sometimes that you can have faith developed for health, faith developed for finances, faith developed for protection and preservation, and in some other areas of your life, you have not really developed faith in that area. And what do we mean by the statement, faith developed in an area? We simply means that in that area of your life, the Word of God is the dominating influence, which means that you've come to the point in your life where that area is covered by the Word and you're living by the Word in that area. You see, Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone. What does that mean? It means that man does not take his life just by the natural sustenance. You know what bread does, you know, which is symbolic of food. And as you eat that, you grow, you live by it. It says, but man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word, pay attention, that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Which means that a man can actually live by the proceeding word. And I'm going to talk about that because the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, which means that when the word of God comes to us, it's not just empty words. John 6:33, Jesus says, the words I speak to you, they are spirit and life, which means that words contain spirit and life. So the words of Jesus to us in the area of increase contains the spirit of increase. Are you following that? It contains the spirit of increase. And so if you're not experiencing increase in your life, what you want to find out is, are you receiving enough of that word? Are you receiving enough of that word? And it's very important that God's word in whatever area you need, you are feeding on it, praise God. So we establish that God cares for us and that the things we need, God knows that we have need of them. So we do not serve a God who is not sympathetic. We do not serve a God who is not compassionate. Matthew 6:32 tells us, you know, these things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers, but your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. And we said that instead of the thought of scarcity, lack, decrease, dominating your thought, replace those dominant thoughts by the word of God. And this is where sometimes as believers we struggle. We do not want to labor to enter into the rest. What's the labor? You know, what's the labor that takes us into that rest? It's very simple. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. You shall meditate on it there and that, and you'll observe to do all that is written in it, and you will make your way prosperous. Amen. Now, let's go to... then we ended with Nehemiah, praise God. We ended with Nehemiah yesterday. Nehemiah chapter 9 and verse 19 to 21. It says, you in your great compassion, talking about God, did not forsake them in the wilderness. This is the character of God, all right? The pillar of cloud did not leave them by day to guide them on their way. Pay attention. To guide them on their way. Nor the pillar of fire by night to light for them the way in which they were to go. To guide them on their way and to light for them in the way they were to go. You gave your good spirit to instruct them. Just taking care of their spirit, giving them directions, okay? Your manna you did not withhold from their mouth. And you gave them water for their taste. Now, observe something in this verse of scripture. When they required spiritual guidance, God gave them the spirit. When they required manna, God gave them, you know, food. Sorry, God gave them their thirst. God gave them water. So there was appropriate provisions for every need. He didn't give them the Spirit and say, well, the Spirit will take care of them. No. There's appropriate provision for any. There is provisions for your healing, provision for your protection, provision for your increase. Every area of your life where there seems to be a decrease, there is God's word that provides for that area. And that is very important. There's God's word that provides for that area. Verse 21 says, indeed, 40 years you provided for them in the wilderness and they were not in want. You know, that stands out for me. It says, for 40 years, you provided for them in the wilderness, and they were not in want. This is talking about the old covenant. This is the old covenant, and we have better covenant. Praise God. Then he says, their clothes did not wear out, nor did their feet swell. So God was very concerned about their clothes and even their feet to ensure that they got into the promised land. And the only reason they died in the wilderness was unbelief. Listen to me. The only reason you will not enter into the promises of God for your life as written in the Word of God is not the nation you're in. The only reason you will not enter the promises of God or see the promises of God is not because of the economic situation. You see, if the economic situation is more real to you than the provisions of God for your life in scriptures, you cannot surpass the economic situation. You see, there must be something on the inside of you which is bigger than what's on the outside, right? The mountain that you see, Mark 11:23-24, the mountain that you see, you must be confident in your heart that when I speak to that mountain, it's going to leave. If that mountain is bigger than the confidence on your inside, it's not going to move. Do you realize that Jesus did not talk about the size of the mountain? He just says that if you say to the mountain, whatever the size is, no matter how large it is, if you would say to it, right? So Mark Hawkins would say that faith has to move your mouth first before it moves your mountain. You know, some of us are too quiet to have increase. We're too calm to have increase. Instead of speaking the word of God, what we speak is the circumstance. And you need to understand that. There is power in your words. You cannot talk about faith without the spoken word. Not just the spoken word of God, but your words to whatever situation you are going through. Amen. Praise God. Now, let's go back to that story in Luke chapter 5 and verse 4. And if you haven't, you know, done so, get your Bibles and take a look at it. Put your eyes on the scripture and feed your eyes on it. Praise God. Luke chapter 5, and we're going to read the story again, because I want to talk about how God increases his children. Verse 1 says, now it happened that while the crowd was pressing around him and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. And he saw two boats lying at the edge of the lake, but the fishermen had gotten out of them and were washing their nets. Obviously, they had toiled, they had worked, and there was no fruits coming in. He got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and thank God he picked Simon's own, praise God, and asked him to put out a little way from the land. And he sat down and began teaching the people from the boat. So Jesus used Simon's boat to teach, as a platform to teach. So Simon did that. You know, Simon could have said, hey, master, tired. You know, we've been working. I just want to go home. And that's why you must understand that putting the kingdom first. There cannot be increase without prioritizing the kingdom. Okay? That's very important. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. So Jesus did not just leave Simon and say, you know what? Thank you very much. You bless the kingdom. Go home. No. And don't be religious to say, you know what, I'm just serving God. I don't want anything from God. I'm just serving God. The truth of the matter is that if you serve God well, increase will come. It's a law. There's nobody who serves God and ends up wasting their life. That's very important. You know, many times we think that God takes away from us. God is not in the taking business. God is in the giving business. John 3:16, he so loved the world, he gave. Everyone that encountered God, he gave. Even when it seems like, you know, God was asking them for something, it's so he can multiply it. You know, when you commit your life to the kingdom, don't expect your life to decrease. Don't have that expectation. Don't have that. You know, David Livingstone said, how can serving an earthly king be counted on honor, but serving a heavenly king be called a sacrifice? Because he understood that. He understood that. Listen, what we actually give to God is nothing compared to the increase and the blessing and the opportunities and the doors that God brings to us. So Simon answered and said, look at what Simon Peter said to Jesus. Master, we worked hard all night and caught nothing. And this is very important because many times, and we must have a biblical perspective to work. You see, but sometimes Christians get into that mode of saying, you know what, it's about hard work. It's about hard work. It's good to work hard. The scripture does not condone laziness. We have a lot of scripture that talks about how the diligent hand shall be made to rule, and he that is slothful will be put to, you know, forced labor. But one of the things you have to understand is this. Hard work alone does not account for progress and increase. There are a lot of hardworking people that the environment, the system have, you know, come against them, and they have not been able to experience an increase. And if you're a child of God, you cannot just be dependent on hard work. There's something called the blessing of God, and we're going to talk about that. There's something that brings the increase of God into your life that you must take advantage of, praise God, that you must take advantage of. And that's very important as a child of God. So Peter said, Master, we worked hard all night. Man worked throughout the night. So Peter was not experiencing that lack, you know, at that time because he was lazy. He wasn't. He's tried his best. He says, we've caught nothing. He says, but I will do as you say. Look at that. I will do as you say, which means that, look at this carefully and don't miss this. He says, I'm going to act on your spoken word. I'm going to act on your spoken word. Now, he says, I will do as you say and let down the nets. Now, pay attention to this. Peter was acting on the word he heard. God spoke to him. Jesus spoke to him. And Peter says, I will act now, because when I was working hard all night, it was on my strength. But now, I'm going to let down the net for a catch as you have said. So Peter was going to act on the spoken word of God, which is now, here is the key, a divine direction. A divine direction. Now, when they had done this, what did they do? They acted on the direction that God gave to them. They enclosed a great quantity of fish and their nets began to break. Their nets began to break. It was the same Peter. It was the same net. It was the same boat. It was the same river. It was the same, same everything. What is the difference? Where did this fish come from? Where did it come from? Where, what happened that Peter experienced increase all of a sudden? Because he acted on a divine direction. That divine direction came from the word of God. Listen to this. We are told that the world was framed by the word of God, which means that there is nothing God will do in the life of the believer when it comes to increase that will not start with his word, either written or spoken. Now, if it is written, it will be revealed. There are many scriptures in the Bible, but as you begin to meditate, a scripture will come out to you, or a direction will come out to you as you act on that. You see, that word that you have received will break limits and barriers. And this is where we miss it as children of God. There is a specific divine direction for your life to experience increase. Now, look at this. You cannot copy what God told someone. And this is where many people miss it when it comes to faith. Verse 7 says, so they signaled to their partners in the other boat for them to come and help them. So they came and filled both of the boats. Do you remember in verse 2, the Bible says he saw two boats lying at the edge. So Jesus took the one of Simon Peter, praise God, took the one of Simon Peter and, you know, used it and acted and told Peter what to do. And Peter acted on that. Now the Bible says, and they came and filled both of the boats. So they began to sink. Can you understand that? The empty boat, Peter had to, you know, signal to his partner and say, hey, come. We've got a lot of, come help us with this. And both boats were filled. And I want to say something here. Please listen carefully to this and don't miss this. There's what you call increase by association. You can hang around people with the spirit of faith and the spirit of increase, and that which God has put on them will rub off on you. That which God has put on them will rub off on you. Child of God, you can experience increase by the people you hang around with. The anointing of God on their life and the spirit of increase and their faith can rub off on you. And I'll tell you something, if you hang around long enough with someone with the anointing of increase, it'll come on you. It will come on you. Peter's increase spilled over, and I can show you this from the Old Testament, right? Lot, God never called him, called Abraham. He hung around Abraham for a long time. He began to experience increase, walked away from Abraham, and man, things began to go bad. Because see, these things respond to something on the inside. It's not the outside. It's not the outside. A blessed man can go to a cursed land, and he turns it into a spring of water. So when you understand what I'm teaching you tonight about the spirit of faith, you no longer pay attention to the land that you're in. You no longer pay attention to what's going on the outside, because it's not the outside that controls the amount of increase you see. It's the Spirit of God directing you and giving you specific directions, and you acting on those directions that breaks the limitations of even the environment. And we find that in the life of Peter, that in that water that Peter was fishing in, and he walked all night, you know, and did not catch anything, when the word of God came and the spoken word of God was acted on by Peter, he broke into increase. Look at this. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 22. Are you still here? Proverbs 10 22 says, "The blessing of the Lord brings wealth without painful toil for it." The NIV version. The blessing of the Lord brings wealth. And over time, I've looked at this. I'm like, the blessing of the Lord. You know, I've taken time to study. What's this blessing? What is it, right? See, the NLT says, "The blessing of the Lord makes a person rich and he adds no sorrow with it." Saying, what is this blessing? Now, in my time of study, I realized very simply that this concept of the blessing, it's simple. It's divine direction given to you by God, acted upon. That's it. God gives you a direction. God gives you a word, and you act upon it. You know, that's the concept of how the blessing works. So what this means is this. It means that for you to come into this place of increase, you need to have a walk with God. See, this thing cannot be copied, because the direction God will give to Peter is not the direction God will give to James. If anybody, now listen carefully to this, if anybody would go onto that river and say, this was the same spot where Peter threw down his net, this was the same spot where Jesus told Peter, cast down your net, right? And Peter got, you know, that huge harvest. If anybody was to do that, they would put their net in that same water, standing on that same spot and catch nothing. What we've done over the years is to replicate people's divine direction. Is to replicate people's divine instruction, expecting to get the same harvest. And that's not it. You see, it's that thing that has been revealed to you. All right, and then you hear testimonies of people say, "Well, I did this, and this happened. I planted this seed, I did this, and this happened." And everybody tries to copy that, and nothing happens. And it looks like, oh, you know, this faith thing, it's fake. You know, it's not. Certain things were revealed to them, and they acted on it, and it brought increase. Come to Genesis 3:19. Let's look at what the curse is. What's the curse? Genesis 3:19 says, "By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, until you return to the ground, by the sweat of your face, the ground for you thorns and thistles." And that's basically the curse, which means that you're going to exert a lot of effort before things happen. You're going to exert a lot of things. And listen to this. This is not a message of laziness. It's just saying that there is a supernatural dimension to the work of the believer, that as the believer engages this dimension, increase begins to come. Are you following this? Now, in Genesis 26 and verse 12, you can turn there very quickly. Genesis chapter 26. How does the blessing work in the life of the believer? Genesis chapter 26, look at verse 1. "Now there was a famine in the land beside the previous famine that occurred in the days of Abraham. So Isaac went to Gerar. So Abimelech, king of the Philistines, the Lord appeared to him and said, remember what Jesus said to Peter? He says, and Peter responded, he says, I will let down my net as you said. The Lord appeared to him and said, do not go down to Egypt. Stay in the land of which I tell you. Sojourn in this land, I'll be with you and bless you. For to you and to your descendant, I'll give all this land. So God spoke to him. He says, don't move. You see, in that word is the blessing. So Isaac acted on that, right? Isaac acted on that. And what did Isaac do? Verse 12. And he says, now Isaac sowed in that land. Now, if you read other translations, it says Isaac planted his crops that year. He harvested 100 times more grain than he planted, for the Lord blessed him. Did you see that? Now, there was famine in the land, and he wanted to go. That's the natural response. And God says, don't go. I'm going to bless you in this land. What did Isaac do? Isaac took that word and says, you know what? If God is going to bless me in this land, what will I do? Now, I would be in the land. I would work as if there was no famine. I would plant crops. Because that's not what you're supposed to do in famine. You're not supposed to plant crops. There was no water. You know, it's dry. So, but the word of God came to him and says, stay in the land. See, in that word is the blessing. There are some of you listening to me right now that shouldn't move locations. That's the truth. That's where increase is. Increase is not an external thing. There are people God has called you to join. There are places God has called you to join. There are calls and assignments in your life. And you're trying many things. I don't think a child of God should try many things. I don't think a child of God should experiment with a lot of things. I don't think so. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The first thing a child of God should do is to seek the kingdom. What is seeking the kingdom? You know, God's righteousness and God's way of doing things. Lord, what do you have for me in this kingdom? How do I work? What's your plan? What's the goal? How do you want me to? In seeking the Lord, you are laboring to enter rest. I don't think a child of God should be involved in multiple businesses. Oh, this is what he's selling. Oh, that's what he's selling. This is what people are buying. Listen, what does God want you to sell? God wants to get involved. What does God want you to do? Where does God want you to be located? These are important things if we're going to talk about increase. Because God is not going to increase you when you're doing your own thing. It's about seeking the kingdom first. And then he gives you what? Divine direction. So Isaac planted crops in that year. And he began to grow. He began to multiply. Praise God. And I mean, I'm telling you. Even when the Philistines came and poured stuff on his well, I mean, the man walked away. Why did he not fight over them? Because what was bringing the increase from the well was not what was outside. It couldn't be stopped. You see, when you understand this, you will realize that no man can stop you, because what is bringing increase to you is the revealed word of God. They don't have it. God didn't speak to them. And at the end of the day, what happened? The Bible says they came. Verse 26, it says, then Abimelech, you know, came to him from Gerar with his advisor. And Isaac said to them, why have you come to me since you hate me and have sent me away? They said, we see plainly that the Lord has been with you. We see it plainly. This was not a revelation. They saw from the things going on around the life of Isaac that God is with him. Child of God. Smith Wigglesworth says, God takes care of his children in grand style. McCacken says, God wants to advertise his goodness to the world through your life. You see, there are things that should happen in our lives that people see plainly. People that hate us should see plainly that God is with us. How will they know God is with us? It's to know that these people are thriving in impossible situations. That in this line of business, everybody is going down. But something about your business. Why? Because you're there not because the business was favorable or not favorable. You're there because you know that's what God said you should do. You're in ministry because you know God said you should be in ministry. You're starting a church because you know God said you should start a church. You're working in the ministry because you know that's what God has told you. Increase is in the place of divine direction. Write that down. That's important. Never forget that. Increase is in the place of divine direction. All right? Now, if you go to Genesis chapter 30 and verse 30, Jacob was talking to Laban, and he says, for you had little before I came. I like this. For you had little before I came, and it has increased to a multitude. Jacob was clear about this. Man, when I came to you, you had little, but I increased it. You see, that's how children of God should talk. When you get involved with something, you know, you must tell yourself every day, nothing dies in my hands. Whatever comes into my hands is blessed. I increase. Wherever I go, increase comes. Praise the name of the Lord. When I get into a place, the grace and the anointing of increase on my life comes in. It's like Jesus when he had those 5 loaves and 2 fish and lifted up and gave thanks to the Father. Multiplication came in. You know, multiplication came in. Miracles is not just the opening of blind eyes and the raising of the dead. Miracles is the infusion of divine life into that thing that is cursed. And increase and growth begins to come in. Praise the name of the Lord. So he says, Genesis chapter 30, verse 30. He says, for you had little before I came, and it has increased to a multitude. And the Lord has blessed you wherever I turned. Look at that. He says, the Lord had blessed you wherever I turned. This was Jacob speaking to Laban. He says, wherever I turned, the Lord blessed you. Which means that when I came into this organization, when I came into this family, when I came into this ministry, when I came into this, you know, whatever you're doing, increase came. When I turned in this direction, increase came, because the increase was not an external thing. It was something within the life of Jacob, which was the covenant, which was the blessing that God had put on his life. And Jacob was conscious of that. So he walked into that place and he says, look at this. I mean, it's such a bold statement to make. Such a bold statement to make. He says, for you had little before I came, and it has increased to a multitude. And the Lord has blessed you wherever I turn. But now, when shall I provide for my own household? And you know, Laban began to ask him to stay back. And he did it. Then what happened? He got this vision of putting, you know, the speckled sheep and the plain sheep, and putting this thing in front of them. And as they mated, you know, and the Bible says Jacob did what? Plundered the house of Laban. A divine idea. How did Jacob become a prime minister and begin to walk in that level of increase? God gave him a dream. What am I teaching tonight? Faith for increase comes from divine directions that God has given to you. You know, there are certain times the Lord has led me to plant a seed. You know, just give this. And I do it. You're right? And, you know, because I'm a minister of the gospel, and as I, you know, minister God's word, Galatians 6:6, you know, people minister back to me. And I have that same harvest. You know, for you as a child of God, that might not be the direction. The direction might be plant crops, start a clothing business, start a school, start a company, do this. Or say these words every day, or speak these words. You see, there is a divine direction that cannot be taught, that must be received. And how do you get this? You go before the Lord. You take scriptures. You begin to meditate. You begin to fellowship. In your quiet time, God will begin to speak words to you. See, your increase is in those words. God might say, you know, follow this man or serve this man. Your increase is in that statement. God might say, go here. Do this, study this, read this book, listen to this message. Those divine directions, the secret of increase is there. So how does God increase his children? First of all, we must know that God is a good God. And secondly, he gives us specific divine directions. And one of the things you would observe as you study scriptures is no two people were given the same direction on their pathway to increase. Which means that every one of you listening to me tonight have a unique revelation from God that God is going to show to you. And that's why you go before him. You know, spend time in the word of God. And as you meditate on the word of God, God will give you a word and a direction to build on. And from there, as you begin to walk gradually with God, increase will begin to come. For some people, it's that miraculous. It's instantaneous. For others, it will be like Isaac. And the man grew and became wealthy and grew very rich. For some, it will be a process. All right? For others, it will be instantaneous. And that's the same thing with healing. For some, it's quick. For some, it's recovery. But you know that, you know, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that you are on the path to increase. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I trust that you've been blessed over the course of the 2 days. It went so quickly. But we have quite a lot of messages available on the subject of finances. We have materials, we have books available. We have audio messages available. And so if you're on any of our video channels, YouTube or Facebook, they're going to put all those information. Get into those messages, feed your faith on them, all right? And we've got a new book on Have Faith in God. It's a book that explains the subject of faith very importantly. Take a look at it, you know, try to get a copy for yourself. And also, you've got details on all of our channels if you want to be of a blessing and just to partner and give and, you know, give an offering, whatever. If you're led of the Lord to do that, you'd have the opportunity to just do that. Amen. All right, let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you for everyone who's tuned in the course of the 2 days. Thank you, Father God, because as we stay in obedience to you and as we fellowship with the word, we know that increase and supernatural blessings will come upon the lives of those who are here. And Father God, I just release that grace upon them right now for divine direction, for clarity, and for blessings on their lives. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, amen. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Word Connect with Pastor Maxwell Ogaga. We encourage you to share this message with your friends and loved ones. For more information and free downloads, please visit www.pastormax.ng. We would like to hear from you. Send us an email, info@pastormax.ng, or you can call 0805-888-7575. God bless you.